And we begin first with tennis and the Czech players Petra Kvitová and Tomáš Berdych, second and seventh in the world rankings respectively, lived up to their top seeding in the Hopman Cup at the weekend, defeating France 2-0 in their singles matches to triumph in the final. Kvitová in action first defeated Marion Bartoli 7-5, 6-1, while Berdych won 7-6, 6-4 over Richard Gasquet. It was the duo's strategy whenever possible in the tournament to dominate in the singles matches to avoid the mixed doubles, and it was a strategy they pulled off remarkably. Besides winning the cup, Kvitová and Berdych each earned a tennis ball-shaped trophy studded with diamonds. The Czech Republic now has two Hopman Cup titles to its name. Jana Novotná and Petr Korda succeeded first in 1994. Moving on to speed skating, and Czech competitor Martina Sáblíková, the world record holder in the 5,000 and 10,000 meter events, won the European Speed Skating Championships in Budapest on Saturday, the fourth time in her career and third time running that she's clinched the title. In the 5,000 meter race, Sáblíková finished ahead of German competitor Claudia Pechstein and Irene Wüst of the Netherlands. Sáblíková is also a two-time Olympic gold medal winner. Moving on to cross-country skiing, and Czech skier Lukáš Bauer came in sixth at the weekend in the Tour de Ski. Martin Jakš, also of the Czech Republic, came in ninth at the cross-country skiing event, which finished with the final climb up the Italian Val di Fiemme on Sunday. The competition was won by Swiss racer Dario Colonna, and Marcus Hellner of Sweden came in second. Bauer has won the Tour de Ski twice in his career, back in 2008 and again in 2010. Last year, he finished in third spot, clinching the bronze medal. Also in cross-country skiing, the Jizerská padesátka, or Jizerská 50-kilometer cross-country skiing race, was held on Sunday, attracting hundreds of amateur enthusiasts as well as professional racers. Czech cross-country skier Stanislav Řezáč won the race for the third time in his career. Previously, he had taken the title in 2000 and 2001. Commenting on his victory, he said it was the domestic title he considered the most important. Swede Jimmy Jonsson came in second ahead of Norway's Jürgen Åkerlund. And finally, turning to hockey, and star player Jaromír Jágr's Philadelphia Flyers lost a 4-2 lead over the Ottawa Senators in their latest NHL game. It happened to be Jágr who gave up the puck near the blue line to Erik Karlsson, who skated in on the breakaway and tied the game at 4 apiece. The Senators added two more to take the match 6-4. Afterwards, Jágr was unclear exactly what had gone wrong, regretting that he had had the puck poked away. Originally, Jágr had not even been slated to play. After suffering a groin injury, it was thought he would be out for at least 10 days. In the match, he was unable to get onto the scoreboard. And that's all the sport for today.